This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Global warming hysteria, which is one of the three tenets they have to. It's one of the things they want to enslave us. Okay. Climate change, cap and trade, whatever you want to call it. Global warming hysteria has driven a lot of stupid investment into purportedly green energy production. That turns out to create new problems. Wind farms that kill millions of birds because migratory birds follow the same winds that are ideal for wind power, for example. Bald eagles, normally illegal to kill in the United States, are allowed to be slaughtered by wind farms, and it happens all the time. Then there are these massive lithium batteries needed for electric cars, full of toxic heavy metal that poses a huge problem with disposal when they wear out in about 10 years. And then there's the solar energy farms that eat up vast acreage and incinerate passing birds with their death rays. It's not good. Green energy is not good for birds at all. But now the BBC, which I'm surprised they found this and then actually reported this, they're focusing yet on another blowback from green energy policies. The allegedly super-duper extra special global warming gas, sulfur hexafluoride, abbreviated as SF6, that is leaking into the atmosphere from electrical equipment, where it is used as an insulator to prevent fires and explosions. So, as more windmills and solar installations and other decentralized energy production facilities supplement large coal and other hydrocarbon-based electrical generating installations, when the wind is blowing or the sun is shining, the amount of SF6 containing equipment is rising. Indeed, one of the interest group support bases for green energy projects consists of the electrical equipment manufacturing industry that realizes they can sell much more equipment because the green sources can't be used all the time and need to be supplemented by base load generators that are reliable because they depend on hydrocarbon fuels. Now, the BBC article that hypes the alleged global warming danger of S6 is classic of hysteria mongering. At the top, they had this little graph up there showing a picture of icky, orangish polluted air, even though SF6 and CO2 both are colorless and odorless. They never explain why SF6 is 23,500 times more warming than carbon dioxide, CO2, but they've got plenty of graphics. like SF6 emissions in Europe were the equivalent of 6.73 megatons of CO2 in 2017. There was an 8.1% increase in SF6 emissions across Europe in 2017. And They've got projections like these. The global installed base of SF6 is expected to grow by 75% by 2030. But even worse, there is no available substitute for high voltage equipment. Coming from the BBC, for high voltage applications, experts say there are very few solutions that have been rigorously tested. There is no real alternative that is proven, said Professor Manu Haddad from the School of Engineering at Cardiff University. There are some that are being proposed now, but to prove their operation over a long period of time is a risk that many companies don't want to take. The warmest need the equivalent of a Hippocratic oath. First, do no harm. But, of course, there's so much self-interested rent-seeking at work in the movement that such a pledge will never be taken. Not very long ago, and I need to have him back on the show. I know he's gotten more active here lately. I used to have Chris Costa on the show all the time, and I asked him what it was his go-to as a weapon in case of a home invasion. It was a suppressed 9mm pistol. Just a year or two ago, things were looking up for suppressors. We had the Hearing Protection Act written, and in legislative works, a semi-friendly House of Representatives in the Senate and the White House seemingly friendly towards the bill. And, could have gotten them out of jail. But then the politicians did the politician dance, meaning they didn't do a damn thing except fundraise and stump for re-election. Now the House is flipped, and there's a better chance that Alyssa Milano will become the new NRA president then the Hearing Protection Act passing before Wolf Blitzer takes an anchor job with the Blaze. Even still, you can still buy one, just like before, as long as you're prepared to wait. But today's question is, with all the headache and waiting around just to get your hands on a suppressor, should you ever consider using one on a home defense firearm? Because there are pros and cons to consider. For me, the biggest con is length and waiting time, but since looking cool isn't really considered a useful feature for a home defense rifle or pistol, a big benefit of using a suppressor is the sound reduction. But you're still touching off a pistol, and remember, what do we say about suppressors? They're just taking the noise level down to that of a jackhammer. In your house, inside a room, everything is closed off, right? And you're going to touch this off, and the resulting air pressure is going to deafen you, even with a suppressor. So, this is why one of the things that I have with every kit that I have near me, if I have the time to put it on, if I don't have the time to put it on, it's not going to matter. And I don't know that I will have the time to put it on. I live in a slightly bigger house than I used to, so they're not going to come up on me before I know that they're here. And that's why I have a set of electronic earmuffs. I can still hear with them on, and yet I'm going to protect my ears. And if you're going to suppress an AR-15, for example, an AR-15 pistol, or an SBR, you're still looking at something that's 37 inches long, unsuppressed, in some cases. And, then when you're talking about it being suppressed, well, then you're talking about something else altogether. Now, a suppressed rifle, to me, that makes a little better sense, but I don't think it makes sense to use that in a home invasion. For various reasons, and I don't have enough time to go into that, but... I don't know. The whole suppressor thing, plus the having to wait on the NFA, then having to figure out the ammo, and then having to figure out... It just adds another layer of things to a pistol. And I just think it's unnecessary. Now, if you love your suppressors and you've gone through all it takes to wait to get your suppressor, more power to you, brother. I don't want to pay for something and then wait for a year to get it. I can go down the street and spend $50 on a set of earmuffs that are electronic, and I could be good to go. Today, right now, in a minute. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision USA.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The left refuses to blame the evil in the rampage killing incidents. They insist that the gun is the evil, or there's not enough regulations to stop a criminal, so we must do something. While all at the same time, they're ignoring the very spirit of a criminal as they break laws. There was an article in the far-left online publication Salon. The writer's main gripe was the NRA saying the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Lucien K. Truscott IV, the author, attempted to make the case that there's too many guns and used several examples in an attempt to prove his point. And in actuality, he confirmed the belief that law-abiding citizens need to carry more often than not. Let's start with the obvious. A tyrannical government. Our founding fathers had firsthand knowledge of tyranny. They rebelled against the Crown of England because of the form of slavery that comes with big government. Once our founders obtained freedom, they knew it was essential to own firearms as a method in keeping the newly found small federal government from growing and putting their thumb on them. Now, Truscott IV complained a lot, but never offered any new solutions. The left is notorious for this, especially when the topic is gun control. They'll blame the NRA or Republicans for blocking something that could have been done to prevent a tragedy, but they only wish to add more laws, seeking additional restrictions or ban individual styles of weapons, and these are not solutions. They're tyranny. The lack of personal responsibility and the absence of leftist teaching this value is a problem. The left will not and refuses to admit that people are responsible for their actions. And we see this all the time in the gun control debate. In nearly all cases of rhetoric after a rampage killing, the left will not blame the shooter. It's always the gun's fault. Blame is not cast on the one who decided to murder and injure multiple people. The gun, which has no moral compass, has no conscience, has no nerve endings, it is an inanimate object, not a person who should answer for their choices. And Truscott's fear-mongering article makes my point. In the last full paragraph, he tries to paint a scene of chaos during the El Paso, Odessa, and Dayton shootings by suggesting how chaotic it was as people were being shot and guns were going off. You catch that? Guns were going off. It is the gun's fault. And the more aggressive the guns look, like an AR-15 or an AK-47, then the higher chance of it going out and shooting people on its own. Truscott referenced an article from the Washington Post where a report from the Small Arms Survey found that there's approximately 120.5 firearms for every 100 citizens. He called the number of guns owned by Americans an outrage and a profanity, then called it a sign that America has lost its collective mind. So you see, if you own guns, you've lost your mind because you choose to exercise your Second Amendment right afforded to you, and according to Truscott, the government should take them away. And his bemoaning is not truly about the NRA's good guy with a gun thing. It's not about Americans owning more than one gun. His whining is about the fact there are guns in America at all. Because they're in the way. The leftists hate the Founding Fathers. They hate them for placing it in the Constitution. One reason for the attacks on Kavanaugh was about getting one more seat so that the Second Amendment would be closer to being repealed. They want radical activists as Supreme Court justices. They want to fundamentally change America, like Obama said. But But the fact is there are guns, and criminals will get them, and they will use them. And the idea that the government can protect you from the criminals who target a lone female in a parking lot or an occupied home in a burglary or an unsuspecting individual in a parking lot late at night is idiotic. The government cannot make enough laws to protect individuals, and the police are not always nearby. As far as trusting somebody, well, I would rather trust the good guy with the gun than I would the government. Good guys with guns are needed more than the leftists who hate our Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is a simple affirmation of the fact that the Founding Fathers looked at human beings and said, if you are born, you are born with the right to defend your life. And this is in keeping with Christianity. If we are given our life by God, then if we're given our capacity for thought by God, if we're given our instinctive notion of self-preservation by God, then should there be no weapons? Should it simply fall down to the guys who are the absolute brutes out there who can be in charge of everything and just kill everybody in their pathway? Is that what we're saying? That's the way it should be. There should be no guns, so therefore we should not. But for the leftists, the problem is, once again, that guns are in their way. They want to have cap and trade. They want us to bow down to global warming. They want us to bow down to single payer. They want us to bow down to their complete and total rule over our lives. And in order to do that, they have to take and disarm us. They have to make a way for that to happen. Now, if they could get us to give them all in, to turn them all in, like Beto was out there saying, well, I believe America will turn them all in. And all of these other guys get out of there and say, well, they'll just use the IRS against us. How are they going to mobilize the IRS to hit 100 million plus people in a day? Somebody explain that to me. I know computers are fast and everything, but we're talking about the feds now. Remember, we're talking about the federal government. Show me an example where they are that efficient. If you could do that, just give me one. I will listen. But until that moment, well, everybody's out there saying, well, this is the way it's going to go. I don't think so. It might go that way in the beginning, but that will change rapidly. Trust me on that. It will change. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally announcing an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Therefore, today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella.
Pelosi continues as to why.
The facts are these. The Intelligence Community Inspector General, who was appointed by President Trump, determined that the complaint is both of urgent concern and credible.
The president's reaction so far only on Twitter, where he says Democrats purposely had to ruin and demean his day with more breaking news witch hunt garbage, and the president added, so bad for our country. Your final numbers on Wall Street: the Dow lost 142 points to close at 26,808. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One thing that comforted me a little bit this week is that after the last debate performance, it is safer than ever to assume that not one of the candidates who stood on the debate stage has a snowball's chance of becoming president. If any of them had the debate itself removed, any lingering hope. Between the pummeling of the moderates on the stage to the belligerent tyrannical claims to the utterly indescribable nonsense spoken, they, you know, it's very clear that they are a ship lost at sea. First you had the arrogant hubris and posing of what appeared to be an intoxicated Kamala Willie Brown sidekick Harris, to the incessant whining of Mayor Pete about people scoring points, all seemed to indicate that this thin-skinned group of adults would have difficulty handling a class full of elementary children for a day, much less run a nation. The debates themselves have grown increasingly worthless because the networks and the personalities conducting them are staging reality TV as opposed to forums where genuine ideas can be spotlighted side by side. Meanwhile, we have a surprisingly quiet President Trump. He's back at what he does best on the campaign trail. He's hosting huge rallies with massive attendance, far more than the numbers the Dems have been able to put up collectively. He's also holding these rallies mostly in Tulsa, Rust Belt, and swing states, where he has a shot to increase his numbers in 2020. Remember, Hillary Clinton didn't go to these places where she didn't think she was going to do well. Trump's like, I'm going. I'm going to get what I can out of them. But even if we assume the obvious, that after a tough and bitter battle with whoever gets the nod from the Democrats, that Trump wins, probably by a wide margin, what the Dems are doing is still reckless and dangerous. Here's a few reasons for what I'm describing. They've moved to new targets, and like it or not, the new, albeit ignorant, standard of the Democratic Party is the giving away of everything. Gone is any semblance of the JFK Democrat who echoed his words, ask not what your country can do for you, but rather what you can do for your country. When you got Bernie preaching free college, and Warren adds free health care, and Kamala adds free needles, and Biden promises no jail for nonviolent crimes, and Yang is promising money from the Treasury, there is a conditioning occurring where a lot of people begin to believe, my government owes me stuff. Number two, they've assumed a bunch of new powers when they openly pledged to violate the Constitution and through literal threat of seizure announced that they are ignoring the foundational law and the second oldest of the constitutional amendments. How long does it take before they decide to do the same with the First Amendment protections? Think about that. Now then, when the governing class decides to ignore a portion of their lawful constraint, you can pretty much bank on none of the lawful constraints that they are meant to operate under will be observed. Number three, they have sunk to new lows. When one of the candidates looks into a camera and proclaims the United States be plagued with systemic racism, you know they're lying. But when the entire group does it hundreds of times in 3 hours, it takes on a perverse sense of strategy. Slavery existed in some form in nearly every society on the planet until the primarily European and American abolitionist movements that began worldwide change. Nations in Central and South America continued to practice race-based slavery after America declared it illegal. In India, portions of Southwest Asia, and Africa, to this day, slavery based on ethnic and religious prejudice continues to this day to be perpetrated. In America, you have individuals who've made it to the top of every industry of every race and background. We are actually the least racist nation on the planet. Yet the Democratic candidates are willing to slander their fellow countrymen if it will help them turn out 15% more votes in heavily Democratic districts where these lies are commonly repeated. These Democrats running for president are not serious people. Their ideas are plagued by historical inaccuracy in their assumptions and in their claims, and they believe in lying to everyone listening, promising things they can never deliver at a cost to everyone far greater than they indicate that will not accomplish what they say it's going to accomplish. You can feel the lack of seriousness. The damage they're doing to the future of our nation is very real, though. And this is why we have to expose the danger in their lies, because those who come behind us are going to be counting on us. They're going to be counting on us. Now, there's a couple of things we could do, you know. We could pretend that our friends on the left love our country as much as we do. That's pretending. Pretend that they really want a strong economy and more jobs for women and minorities. That the last thing they want is a recession that would hurt millions of working families. We can imagine that secretly they're pleased that we finally have an American president who's standing up to the Chinese trade abuses, a president who is actually fighting for our interests. It's easy for us to believe that they've actually known all along that the Russian collusion narrative was just a joke. They knew there was no evidence, right? They know in their hearts that Republicans who want to cut Social Security and throw grandma off the cliff aren't racist, and that man-caused global warming claims are a hoax designed to scare Americans into surrendering more of their rights. When we pretend this, we are allowed to escape reality. In our imagination, things turn out the way we want. This can lead to delusional thinking. Reality always has a way of kicking down the door. A wise man once observed, you can ignore the truth, you can even deny the truth, but in the end, there it is. And the left has been living in a fool's paradise on a host of issues for a long time. They pretend the federal government can more efficiently run the healthcare system. That the Soviet and Venezuelan systems collapsed not because the system doesn't work, but they had the wrong people managing it. They continue to pretend that guns, not perpetrators, are responsible for senseless acts of violence. They espouse the belief that people who enter our country illegally should not only be allowed to stay, but they get free health care while they're here. They've somehow convinced themselves that they are the rational ones. It's Trump and his supporters who are demented. They pretend to support free speech while they work to silence you if they disagree with you. They even seem to believe that Betsy Ross, that flag was somehow a symbol of some white supremacy conspiracy, even though she was a Quaker. They pretended that Hillary Clinton was a great candidate. Their handling of official, even top-secret emails on an unsecured server was no big deal. They convinced themselves there was no way that Trump could win. They thought they could hound or investigate him out of office. They thought he colluded with the Russians to win the election. They had no doubt that the once-respected former FBI Director Mueller would deliver the knockout punch. And all of that proved to be painful self-delusion. And rather than face up to reality, they simply deny the truth and march on. Ignoring the results of 3 years of investigations, they push forward with impeachment proceedings, pretending that if they just investigate long enough, they will eventually find something. They may be delusional, but not completely crazy. But I'll tell you this. They're doing some things that make them seem, to me, completely crazy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Last time on the firing line. I'm looking at my screen and all of a sudden something went away and That shouldn't be going away. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the program is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Rensselaer County, and I hope I pronounced that correctly, Rensselaer County, New York man is the first in the state to have his firearms temporarily taken from him. He's been red flagged, and the case is already revealing some of the major flaws of the New York law, which went into effect in late August. Robert King, a 51-year-old man, was arrested and charged with felony weapons possession charges after shooting a parked car in New Lebanon, New York. Now, interestingly, the felony charge that King is facing is for simply possessing the pistol without a license. He's only facing two misdemeanors for reckless endangerment and criminal mischief. So the felony here is possessing the pistol. And shooting at a car is a misdemeanor. But this is a perfect demonstration of how New York's gun laws are more concerned about otherwise legal gun ownership. Where in the vast majority of states, no license is needed to own a gun than in the criminal use of a firearm. After King was arrested, he made a comment about how it would be easier to kill himself than to try to understand New York's gun laws. And that was enough for... I don't know why he was shooting at a car. He was shooting at a parked car. I don't know why he was doing this. Mr. King seems a little suspect to me here. Anyway, that was enough for a New York State trooper to file a request to seize his firearms and for a judge to grant the order. after he was arraigned at New Lebanon Town Justice Court. His spouse says he made a comment in the parking lot about how it would be easier to kill himself than deal with New York state laws. She says the comment was taken out of context, and he wasn't remotely serious about it. But they filed the red flag document against him. King was back in court on Friday, where he agreed to give up his guns for a year based on the judge's decision that there was clear and convincing evidence that King posed a danger to himself and others. I understand the frustration that Mr. King must have been feeling during this and what he said in the heat of the moment. And I suspect that the trooper who filed the red flag order and the judge who granted it aren't all that concerned with the possibility of him committing suicide. If they really believed he posed a risk to himself or others, why not take him for a mental health evaluation? Trooper who filed the red flag request because of the perceived suicide risk went to a judge to seize King's guns, not a doctor to evaluate his mental health. So here we have a man that the state has determined is a risk to himself or others, but the only response from the state is, hey, we're going to take your guns, but you can maybe have them back in a year. That's all. Nothing more. If he was suicidal, he's still suicidal. He just now has to figure out how he's going to do it. There's other ways. It doesn't seem like the state is really concerned about his mental health. In fact, it seems they're much more interested in his guns than in his state of mind. In the meantime, he still has the felony firearm possession charge hanging over him, so it's entirely possible by the time the one-year prohibition is up, he could be legally prohibited from owning a firearm for the rest of his life simply for possessing a firearm without a license, which can only happen in New York. In fact, of all the things that King allegedly did, it's the actual act of shooting into a parked pickup truck that comes with the least severe consequences. And this case doesn't just demonstrate the flaws in their red flag law. It reveals the backwards thinking among too many New York politicians that treat gun ownership as a more serious crime than misusing a firearm. Okay. So, I'm going to tell you this. If you think that government confiscation is going to happen, and if you think that it's going to happen and there's not going to be anything done about it, then just go ahead and give your guns up now. Okay? Just give them up now. I'm getting tired of hearing this. Briscoe Kane, he and I could be buddies. When he did his little tweet over this, the gun grabbers were apoplectic about the pursuing threat, and Twitter obediently deleted the tweet because it was a violation of its rules for threats of violence. But inflammatory rhetoric on both sides, the incident does speak of the dire apocalyptic imaginings of both sides of the gun control issue. And now I'm using vernacular written down. See, according to this guy, on the one hand, you've got the leftists fantasizing about the prospect of unleashing hordes of gun-wielding jackboots into the homes of millions of ordinary law-abiding citizens to search for and confiscate any weaponry that has since been deemed illegal. And if the occasional person who feels his rights have been unjustly violated and forces warranted fires back in the process and is killed, good riddance. They were just deplorables anyway. In the meantime, while this person is writing this down, Kamala Harris has said, I would support going door-to-door to confiscate guns. Beto has said, I would support confiscating guns. Spartacus is out there. He's down with that program. But then this Yahoo, he says, on the other hand, many people on the right believe that such a show of force from a gun-grabbing government will result in enough literal blowback from gun-wielding citizens that tyranny could be stopped cold in its tracks. Either that or they're prying the guns from our cold, dead hands. Both of these scenarios, by the way, depend on a Democrat being elected president, on Democrats taking over the Senate, and on gun bans being passed, all of which could happen. Odds are it's not likely to happen. But, the thing is, some of these people think that you would just give it up. O'Rourke, believes you would just give it up. He told Joy Reid that he has confidence in the people of this country to follow the law. Much like we don't go door to door to enforce almost any law in the United States. In fact, I don't think we do that for any law in the United States. This is not something that we would do. Others have said, you know, if there's something we would fear, if there was a mandatory buyback program, no, we expect people to follow the law. That's certainly what I believe would happen. This Yahoo believes that Beto is right. Now, I don't believe that the government would ever take the steps. I actually wish they would. I wish they would try to go totalitarian. They're not going to do that, and that's not because they're good people. And it's not that they don't want you to be harmed. They're not good people, and they do want responsible gun owners to come to harm. Eric Swalwell wants to nuke him. But some people out there believe that you're just going to give it up, that you're just not, you're not going to defy a law, even though there's evidence of that. And some of the stuff that I hear, when you get off into the what if game, this is the thing that irritates me the most, because when you're playing the what if game, well, what if they come after you with the IRS? Well, it's like Rob Moore said the other day, that would cause a run on the banks. They might get some of us, right? But even if they get some of us, those some of us will still be able to communicate some way or another. And will they get help? Yeah, they will. They will get help. But listen, I know the totalitarian state is encroaching, but if you believe out there, if you believe that it's all just going to happen and we're not going to do anything about it, we're just going to go gently into that good night, just go get rid of your guns now. Give them to somebody that might use them. Do something with them. I don't know. I'm not going to live in an ex post facto world, I can tell you that. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.